Hi guys, welcome to the Hangout for No Opportunity Wasted. I'm Emily Greenaway and I am joined by Travis Clark, who will be appearing in the first series of Empower You TV. So Trav, you've got a background in entertainment, which is very exciting, but you have also moved in as a corporate facilitator to promote success and work as a coach in the business world.
Yeah, absolutely. I moved from the transition of entertainment being in front of people to a corporate facilitator role, ultimately to get the same sort of impact around a group of people and being able to give back to them and watch them grow as well. Absolutely, yes.
That's fantastic. So what have you found is the greatest difference between having the success that you want and perhaps not?
There's some unique things that have happened when you start hanging around with your entrepreneurs and successful people. And primarily, I think that there's a couple of things. Ultimately, it's a massive recipe. I don't think they do one thing specifically well. If you were to target a few things, I think that some of them are, one is action, but more than just action, I think it's persistent action. I think a lot of them, what they do very, very well, they do have behaviours and strategies which I work on primarily in facilitated sessions and seminars and also one-on-one coaching. What I've really found is for those who have got the mindset of persistent action,
yes,
and actioning the right things,
yes,
that they're ultimately getting the greatest traction to get where they want to go. And things like they're not afraid to fail, they're happy to grow and learn. And I think that that's where my success has come from an insatiable appetite for learning as much as I can and being the best coach I can to make people grow as well.
Now, I'm just going to reach across and grab your phone for a second because on a timer on this Hangout, unfortunately, because I'd love to have you here all day, but we're just bringing up the time to make sure that we stay within the 7 to 10 minute time frame that I have been allocated.
Excellent.
So I guess if you could capture one pearl of wisdom for anybody watching, what would that be? If they wanted success, more success in their business, in their personal life, what would that be?
I think it's really, the title of this Hangout itself really for me, and we talked about this obviously, is the acronym NOW, which for me is No Opportunity Wasted. One thing that these guys, where it's persistent action or, you know, great behaviours and strategies, what they do is they focus on what they want as an outcome. For me, it's not just saying no opportunity wasted. Not only is it the opportunities they look at, it's really by doing it now. And that by doing it now and taking action, they're not afraid to fail either. So those opportunities often come when we do focus on something. I think you and I have spoken that in detail, especially with what's going on with our lives. And especially in the business world, and we found in the entertainment world as well, is if you have that focus, opportunities come.
Yes.
But if you don't do it now, ultimately a lot of things fall backwards and or simply just don't happen. And for me, NOW as an acronym really captures everything. And I can ultimately I use it at the start of most of my facilitated sessions in most circumstances as well. It doesn't matter if it's leadership training, sales training, right through to, you know, looking at business, corporate and how their culture works.
Well, absolutely. I suppose there's no time like the present, and so that acronym not only represents, you know, don't waste an opportunity, but it also represents the fact that you should really do it now. Why wait? And so I think that's an absolute key element. And you mentioned something about seeing your goals and visualizing. Would you say that that's also a really important element in the process?
You know, massive. In fact, this is really unique, and even from my point of view, you know, when you as a corporate facilitator or a coach or a success coach, I've read a lot of principles that work and how we get where we want to go. And it's amazing that sometimes you're doing the right things and you don't know you're doing it. But when you get someone to, or you model other people, success leaves clues that you work out that these things work for you. Now, visualization for me is an interesting one. I didn't realize, but really quick story. Every 12 months, whatever I write down about what I want to achieve seems to happen.
Yeah.
Who knew? And I think it really is. What I love about that is a process, and I do teach a lot around primarily visualization, and it's a mix of a lot of other things, and that is definitely one of the key elements. My wife will even tell you that one of my favorite sayings is energy follows thought, and even I have changed her process on getting an understanding of, as human beings, how we feel or think
Yes.
Can make a massive difference to what we call an outcome. And you've seen it. I do that in the facilitated sessions as well.
Well, even in my own life, I really do know what you're talking about. And, you know, to quote the amazing T. Harv Eker, your thoughts really ultimately lead to your feelings, which I've got that around the wrong way. Thoughts lead to your feelings, lead to your actions, which lead to ultimately your results. So you've got to eventually have the results, but in the beginning stages, have those thoughts, because if you don't have the thoughts, you've got nothing to act on emotionally. And if you don't have anything to act on emotionally, then chances are you won't follow through because it's just an idea.
You make a really good point. A very good friend of mine, Brad Smith, told a really great story really quickly about Walt Disney. Now, Walt Disney obviously created some amazing things in his life, and it was all through visualization.
Yes.
One of the things that did happen was he did create a new venture in which, unfortunately, he passed away beforehand. And I believe it was his brother John who was in a forum where the journalist had basically said to him, well, isn't it a shame that Walt never got to see, you know, this part of the journey? And and John had basically said something in the lines of, more the fool of you, you know, you don't understand. He visualized this. He saw this happen. And, yeah, for me, that's a strong part. It really comes down to self-belief for me, I think. Yeah. And that's primarily what I focus on as well, because if you can get self-belief working well, that's where action happens. And one other thing that you do find is a lot of people most people have really great intentions. They really do. They really want something, and usually through past experience that they may not do it. And at the moment, you and I know that I speak quite often about this, and heard this from a karate teacher that he often says, you know, people say, well, practice makes perfect. As he points out, well, not if you're doing the wrong thing. So practice does make permanent. And once you get into that realm, you realise that people have got good intentions. Unfortunately, sometimes they've either got things back to front or just wrong processes, or they may think the goalposts are here and the goalposts are here. And that's okay. That's my role and our role to empower people to make sure that they do follow the processes that work.
100%. And I think you've said it once before, you know, in your own experiences, you did have that role on Neighbours, but the complacency of achieving that goal, thinking that you've achieved that goal, stopped you from going any further, because you were quite happy to be, I wouldn't say complacent, but be happy with that as the end result, whereas you could have expanded on that and you could have kept going. So I think even in your own experiences, I'm really aware of the time here. We've probably got about 1 or 2 minutes to go. What would, based on your own experiences, both in the entertainment world as a comedian, as an actor, and then obviously now working with some pretty high-profile companies to boost their results, which is outstanding, and not by a little bit either, I might say, being a bit biased, but what would be your one key message of what people could do today? If they could implement something today, what would you say, or what would you suggest that could be?
It really is, I suppose, first of all, working out what do they want to experience in their life. And you and I have both had people before where they said they've got 100 different goals. Well, if you've got 100 goals, that's terrific, but how about focusing on the 1, 2, or 3 that are going to give you the highest payoff, that's going to give you the end result? And I suppose, to go back really quickly to the Neighbours thing, I unfortunately was satisfied with something and then became frustrated because I didn't pursue it. I think that My greatest advice is, one thing, if you're going to start the momentum, don't take the foot off the accelerator. Keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And if you have to take a fork in the road, take a fork in the road. That's okay.
Beautiful. I love it. Well, guys, thanks for joining us on this hangout. If you would like to see more of Trav, he will be featuring in the first series of Empower You TV, which is in creation at the moment, and it will be able to be found at www.empoweryoutv.com. So we look forward to seeing you. There will be another hangout coming next week with another guest speaker, but until then, have a very, very happy and successful and prosperous day/week/month, and I hope all your dreams come true and action that one thing today. See you later.